They were quick at dodging and running, but once he caught them against the wood box behind the cooker, they couldn't get past their father, and there was no other way out. Then father growled so terribly. His hair was so wild, and his eyes so fierce, that it all seemed real. Mary was so frightened that she could not move. But as father came nearer, Laura screamed. Then, with a wild leap and a fast climb, she went over the wood box, pulling Mary with her. And all at once, there was no mad dog at all. There was only her father standing there, with his playful eyes shining, looking at Laura.
"Well," he said to her, "you're only a little half pint of apple juice half drunk up, but you're as strong as a little French horse."
"You shouldn't frighten the children so, Charles," her mother said. "That was too scary. Look how big their eyes are."
Her father looked, and then took down his fiddle. He began to play and sing.